Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. Today is December the 19th, and yesterday we were in Calgary, Canada. Today, guess where we're at? We're in Georgia. We're speaking to Melissa Kitchens. She has a catering service, and she used to work for CNN. She worked for CNN for 22 years as a senior audio director there. Let me see. Is Melissa there? Melissa?
Hi, how are you? I love this song. How great.
Yes, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing even better now. I wasn't feeling great this morning. I'm so tired, but that song just put me in a fantastic mood. It's one of my absolute favorite songs in the whole world. Real quick story about that. When I was in Baden-Baden several years ago, we were at a restaurant, and there was a pianist there, and he was German now. He played and sang that song to me. So I love that song. That song brings back such great memories of Germany and really my whole life, because I've lived in Georgia forever, my whole life, all 46 years. So
yes,
that's fantastic.
I had to play the song. I had to play the Georgia's for Georgia. You know, I had to. Well, we last time we talked was in September on our show. You're on our show now. It's been a while now. It's Christmas season. What's been going on? How's things going now with the catering service, and what's going on there?
I will tell you, Bryant, it has been a heck of a week. I have worked and baked and cooked all week long, right before Christmas. I have been at UPS and Priority Mail with UPS and with the mail system every single day for like 5 days in a row, sending off cakes all over the United States, hams all over the United States, anything you want from Sweet Melissa's. We are a Southern cuisine catering service. I do all the cooking myself. A lot of folks ask me, who does the cooking? Who does the cooking? Mm-hmm. You worked for CNN for 22 years. Who does the cooking? Well, guess who does all the cooking? And that is Melissa Kitchens of
Melissa's
Catering.
Wow. So you have the tennis shoes on, the driving gloves, the cooking hat, everything, the apron.
That's
you're
right.
Just going.
Flour
everywhere, everywhere in the kitchen, flour.
I try not to have flour everywhere, but I will say this. At this time you and I are talking, I have right now three of my delicious white fruit cakes in the oven, and it's a four-hour process. You have to start out with your fruit cakes with my recipe that I came up with several years ago. Start out with a cold oven. You put them in and it's cold. You wait 5 minutes. You turn it on 250, and you have 3 hours to cook that fruit cake. It just slowly cooks and smells up your entire house. You don't need to go out and buy Yankee candles. You don't need to go out and buy any kind of candles, because your house smells like fruitcake. So,
right. You will instantly turn on Christmas music just everything,
right.
The whole spirit of Christmas will hit you. Wow. You know, last time we talked, you were in a play, Steel Magnolias. You were Truvy in a play for Truvy's Beauty Shop. How did that go? How did that go during the, as far as representing Truvy?
Well, I will tell you, doing an off-Broadway show like that is something that when I tried out and I got the lead, I'll be honest with you, I was thrilled. I cried. I was so happy. You know, I got my scripts. And then, to be truthful, my mom and dad both got sick. And daddy, of course, has Alzheimer's, which is a continuous sick, but he did get a little bit sick and had to go to the hospital. Then my mom got sick and had to go to the hospital. So instead of learning my lines, you know, before I get there to start rehearsing in September, I had to take care of my parents. So I get there and I've got 500 lines to learn, okay, for this show. You know, here I am being so happy about being the lead in one of my favorite movies of all time, Steel Magnolias, and I am crazed because I can't seem to learn the lines. It's just I was dropping. I will tell you, 2 weeks before show, I was dropping out of 500 lines. I was dropping like 10 lines a night. I would call my mother. I would call Chuck. I would call them. I'd cry and say, I'm never going to get these lines. But lo and behold, two days before show, before our opening show, everything came out beautifully. I'm talking, everything came out beautifully.
That's how it works out. Wow.
It did. And the four shows were fantastic. We had great reviews out of Charleston. The Charleston paper thought that we were fantastic. That's Charleston, South Carolina. If people don't know where Edisto Island, South Carolina is, it's about 45 minutes from Charleston, and that's where the Edistonian players have their plays. And it went, it was a fantastic production. Kathleen Fritz, the director, was as pleased as punch about everything. It was just great, and it worked out that it went well. But 2 days before, if you'd have called me, I probably would have said, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So you just never know.
Wow, that's cool. That it all fell together because you were the lead role. And to balance that was just to balance that. Wow. Respect.
Well,
much respect.
Well, thank you so much. And to be honest with you, I was still doing Sweet Melissa's. I was still shipping out and catering while learning lines and doing the play for the whole 6 or 7 weeks I was there on the island. So it was tough, and I loved every minute of it, though. I'm really glad I did it.
Wow. Now, I wanted to ask, I remember Doobie in play, he did his cake called the Cuppa Cake. And
right.
Did you know how to make the Cuppa Cake?
Well, that was one of my lines. I had to say to Clary every night, tell me about the cuppa recipe. So, you know, I thought about it, and I did make it. It's very simple. It is a cup of flour, a cup of sugar, a cup of butter, okay, and then you use fruit cocktail of your choice with heavy syrup.
Yes.
I actually made it twice. The first time I did not use the heavy syrup because it did not say heavy syrup. I used just regular fruit cocktail, and I'll be honest with you, I thought it was dry. I really did. So I went back and bought a name brand of the fruit cocktail, and I used it with heavy syrup. And I will tell you, it's a cobbler. It basically, you mix it all together. You put it in your oven on 350 for 30 minutes, and you have a very light and delicious dessert. It's very, very good. Very good. So that's a
cup of cake. Wow. So
exactly.
Basically, in order, you know, the difference between the peach cobbler and this is the fruit cocktail, does it taste totally different than the peach cobbler?
I would say that the fruit cocktail is more of a summer dish. It's more of a light, refreshing, whereas a peach cobbler, a blackberry cobbler, these are all things I sell in my business, a blueberry cobbler, which I love, are all more of a comfort dish that you would have in the fall or the winter. I would say those are the difference between the two. And I will be honest about this. Of course I was going to try it, being Truby, but for me, I prefer the fresh, you know, the fresh blueberries, the fresh strawberries, the fresh peaches, all of that over the cuppa. I will say that. I would tell your viewers, any kind of fruit. You do not have to use the fruit cocktail. You could use any type of fresh fruit, and it would work just as well. It would be delicious.
Now, you're working on I don't know if you're allowed to tell us or viewers, but you're working on a cookbook.
I am working on a cookbook, and I can only tell you, I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but I will tell you this.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the name of it so that those folks out there that are listening, when it comes out, hopefully they'll buy it. My family name is Kitchens, and I've stuck with it. It is Melissa Kitchens, and this cookbook is going to be named or titled Everything But the Kitchens Sink. And Kitchens is Kitchens with an apostrophe, Kitchens Sink. So I'm using my last name in it, and it's also a very Southern expression when you say I used everything but the kitchen sink.
We used it growing up too. So yes.
Oh, you did.
Great name. Yes, we did. Brian, we did. We used.
Brian, you're not Southern though, are you?
Oh, here's it is. You know, I'm a military. What do they call it? They say brat or military son. And we traveled. We lived in Atlanta. We lived in Georgia. We've lived in Germany. So we lived in many different places, but I do remember our time in the Southeast. Most of my family are in the Southeast, so I grew up with the peach cobblers, but I didn't try the cuppa cake. Not yet. You know what I mean? Not yet. But I grew up with all those foods now. You know, I like the southern food. I like all type of foods. You know, but I did
well,
like
I will tell you, then I feel, well, then this is our second conversation. On blog radio,
yes.
I feel more comfortable with you now knowing that you've got some Southern experience. So good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes. Now, what's a good tip? I mean, this is Christmas time. Can you give us some good Christmas, cooking tips? I know everybody has traditional way of cooking, but what's a good dish or, good Christmas dishes to make this holiday?
Well, I will tell you one thing that I am doing for my family on Christmas Eve after we have a tradition. We're not Italian, but we have a tradition. We've had it forever. My mom came up with it. We have her homemade spaghetti every single Christmas Eve. We do the salad. We do the sweet tea. We do a wonderful garlic bread to go with her delicious spaghetti. But afterwards, I am making my sugar cookies. Most people know how to make sugar cookies, but these are going to be the sugar cookies that have the delightful cream cheese icing on top of those cookies. And you can make little snowmen. Well, it's different, but it's not. A lot of people are doing it nowadays. A lot of folks, if you watch TV, and I do a lot of that when I'm not working, a lot of people are making the snowmen, the Santas, the whatever holiday character,
no,
and they're
it's
using.
It's different,
they're
but
using,
it's creative.
Yeah, they're using
Very
candy
creative.
On it. You can use M&Ms, and you can put eyes for M&Ms, or you know everything on it has to be edible. But the one good thing I'm doing this year that I'm kind of pleased with is I came up with a new punch. It's a red punch. You start off with any red fruit punch. I use, not trying to throw out any names, but I use Hawaiian punch. I love it. It's usually a very good price. And what I add to this punch is. Okay, Hawaiian punch.
I'm going to say she uses Hawaiian punch, everybody. Okay, write that down. Write that down.
Okay.
Tell everybody. You know, you have to tell everybody.
That's right. And I use about 6 to 8 tablespoons of vanilla. Vanilla is my secret recipe for this punch. A lot of people think vanilla and punch, that's crazy, but it's really not. It gives it a wonderful flavor. And with the fruit punch and the vanilla, I add pineapple juice, mango juice. I use the cranberry ginger ale, not just the regular ginger ale, which I think would be delicious too if you decided just to use a regular ginger ale. It doesn't even have to be an on-brand. It can be an off-brand. I think that would be fine. But this is the new punch that I'm doing for my family for Christmas Eve to go with the sugar cookies that we're going to have after we have our Italian Christmas Eve dinner. And no, again, we're not Italian. So, but we do love spaghetti, and my mom makes some of the best spaghetti I've ever eaten. So that's what we're doing for Christmas Eve.
I didn't want to say, because can me and my girlfriend come there for Christmas, just for Christmas Eve?
Yes, you can. You're welcome. You're more than welcome.
I want to invite myself over there just for the punch.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. After we get off the phone, after we get off the radio, I'll give you that recipe again, and I think it would be
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, we can make it, yes.
I think it would be cheaper for you to make it than to drive all the way to Georgia.
Touche. You're right. You're correct. You're right on that.
And one other thing I do want to mention, and I do speak. I speak at different colleges. I've spoken at a couple of arts councils, arts centers. And I'm always available for speaking for those out there that would, you know, love to hear Sweet Melissa speak and give out recipes. And what I do, I get up and I show you the recipes and I put the recipes together. And then after everything is said and done, you get to taste all the recipes that I've shown you. And usually there's 3 to 5 recipes. We do a buffet line and, you know, the guests go through and they get to eat as well. So it's like coming to almost a show, you know, a show and a dinner. So it's very, very nice. But one thing that I always do at Christmas time is my white fruit cake. Now, this is a recipe that I came up with for one simple reason. I despise dates and I despise raisins. Now, that may not go over well with everyone listening, but those are two things I don't care for. I don't care for all the sticky, sticky, sticky fruit. So in this recipe, I only use two fruits. One are the cherries. You can use both the green and the red, or you can use the red or the green. You can use both or, you know, and half them up. I use 16 ounces, either 8 ounces of red or 8 ounces of green. And the second fruit that I use is just the pineapple, which I love. I love any kind of pineapple.
That would be a really, I can imagine that would be a great taste right there as far as the fruit goes.
Absolutely. So you've got your pineapples and your cherries, and then, of course, you have to add everything else that would go with that. You've got a cup of butter. I use 4 to 6 tablespoons, again, of my secret ingredient, vanilla. You've got a cup of sugar. You've got 1 3/4 cup of flour. When I first started doing it, I was putting 2 cups of flour in my fruitcake, but it was a little bit too much, so I cut it down to 1 3/4 cups of flour. You always use all-purpose flour on this. Don't use self-rising because you're going to add a half of a tablespoon of baking powder. So that's going to kind of even – you're getting yourself self-rising through your baking powder. So, yeah.
Right, so like, as far as the combination there.
I'm sorry?
As far as the combination, the baking flour.
Yeah, the baking powder that goes into the all-purpose flour is what makes your fruitcake rise. You have to, you know, if you're going to forget that baking powder, you're going to have a flat pancake of a fruitcake, and you don't want that. Let me tell you this one other thing. Let me go through the rest of the recipe. After you go through all the pineapple, the cherries, you've got to add 5 eggs. I started out using 6 eggs, decided a long time ago 5 was enough, but the toast of the town is the 5 cups of toasted pecans. You toast them in your oven on a cookie sheet before you add them to your mixture for your fruitcake. Okay. That's a huge key. So that's my white fruitcake recipe. It's delicious.
Okay.
It's very simple. The only thing you have to have is patience. You have to have a cold oven.
Yes.
And you put it in there. You wait 5 minutes, and then you turn it on 250, not 350, but 250 for 3 hours, and you will have a golden brown fruitcake. It's so beautiful, so beautiful.
And make sure, I have to say this for myself, because I had to rewrite this down, make sure you have baking powder with your flour to make sure you have okay, I made sure I wrote that down.
And how much did I tell you? How much baking powder do you have to have?
Okay.
Do you remember?
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Right, Melissa, can you say that one more time, because I'm going to write this down. All right.
Okay. You have to have 1/2 tablespoon of the baking powder. This is a very dense cake. It's a very dense cake, so you want it to rise. You want it to be a big, heavy cake. I know I've been sending it off, and when all is said and done in the packaging to go off at either Priority Mail or UPS, wherever I'm sending it, it weighs between 5 and 6 pounds, to be honest with you. It absolutely does.
Wow.
So this is going to be a cake.
Wow.
And it also, you could cut it in half, eat half of it for Christmas, freeze the other half, and eat that half, say, for New Year's Day, if you would want to. Or a lot of people save it to the spring. A lot of people, I have one client, she orders fruitcake every year, and Miss Paula cuts little tiny, tiny pieces and eats it all year long.
Ah, so Paula Deen.
No, actually, her name is Paula. Her name is not Paula Deen. Her actual name is Paula Foodum, and she's a doll. She's a sweet, sweet client that has been with me from the very beginning when I started my business 3 years ago. So she's great, and she actually takes all the food that I make for her, and she puts it in separate containers and eats it all year long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow.
Yep. You can't put that in the refrigerator. You have to put that in a freezer so that it stays fresh.
Because I'm thinking,
that's very important.
I'm thinking with the fruitcake, because you're saying the size of it, it's going to last a long time. It's not going to last just for Christmas and New Year's and everything, you know. And now when you put it in the refrigerator or freeze it, is there a certain way you have to wrap it up to make sure it lasts when you de-thaw it for cake?
Well, I'll tell you, I get the largest gallon freezer bags that I can. I mean, I get those huge ones, and then it fits right in there. I mean, it slides right in, but I still wrap it with, aluminum foil maybe 5 to 6 times. I mean, it is wrapped. You do not want freezer burn. And after you do all that, I'll tell you a very good idea is to buy a canister. You know, you can get those at any of the dollar stores or the anywhere that sells canisters for cakes. And also, it's very pretty.
Okay.
You can get the green, the gold, the silver, the red, whatever you know choice you have. So I would definitely, that's a very good point. Please make sure your fruitcakes or any of your pound cakes or your red velvet cakes or anything with these recipes, you do not want freezer burn. So you want to make sure they're completely covered.
Wow.
Right.
Now, I wanted to ask a question. I mean, thank you for sharing as far as the white fruitcake. Thank you for sharing that for it. I want to see, I heard that you went to Georgia Southern.
That's right.
And Georgia Southern beat...
I knew it!
I had to bring this up!
I knew it!
Yeah,
Georgia Southern. Yes.
They beat Florida. They beat Florida this year. I mean, I'm a Florida. No, but I have. I went through my cabinet and I got something here for you. Let me go through my cabinet here. Get through my cabin here. Let me make sure I got it here. I'm looking through it here. I got it. Go through my just Notre Dame, Iowa State, Liberty, Georgia Southern. I think it's right here. I think it's right here. It's coming up here. Let me see here.
When the announcer said, "And Georgia Southern Eagles have beat the Florida Gators." I am not kidding you. This is the funniest thing. I mean, okay. Right after they won, you have to understand. I'm in Swainsboro, okay. Georgia. We live in Atlanta,
yes.
But we also have a home in Swainsboro, Georgia, where I grew up. I went to high school, and I'm here taking care of my father. And Chuck comes on the weekends, and he helps with me take care of my father, along, of course, with my mother. She takes care of him as well. And this is the thing. The game happened, and, I mean, seriously, everyone here, we're about an hour away from Georgia Southern, and we were in shock. We were in shock. I went to the local grocery store, Harvey's, and people were high-fiving. I mean, it was like a party at Harvey's. People were getting ready, gassing up. They were gassing up to drive the hour to Georgia Southern to meet the team. The team was getting in at 10 p.m. They were getting ready to get in the car and go meet the team because we had just beat the Florida Gators. Can you imagine?
Yes. Right.
I mean, it was really amazing.
Yes, I heard about that. I heard about
well,
that, so I had to.
Everybody heard about that. What you needed, let me say it, Brian, for you one more time.
Okay.
What you needed
okay.
at the end of that was, and the Georgia Southern Eagles have just beat the Florida Gators. That's what you need. I must have listened to that. I watched that on my Facebook page, I bet 100 times. It was just, it gave me chills. It gave me chills.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Right. Wow. Well, Melissa Kitchens, I have to say thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and sharing with us some Christmas tips on cooking and some pound cakes, some fruit cakes. And just everything. And where can they find, as far as if they want to order throughout the year, Christmas throughout the year, where can they make sure? Yes, throughout the year, where can they find Melissa Kitchens?
Okay, Melissa Kitchens of Sweet Melissa's Catering. You have to put all three words, Sweet Melissa's Catering. You can Google me. My blog will come up. My business page will come up. My telephone number, which is 404, this is a business number, 404-723-1115, Sweet Melissa's Catering. That's the telephone number you can call, but you can also Google me, get online, go to my business page. I have a business page on Facebook that you can order. You can inbox me, or you can just put it right there on the page. I do take, just a little to throw this out there, I do take PayPal, which means you can charge it. You can use your credit card all year long with Sweet Melissa's Catering. You can, you know, I'll be honest, I don't take checks unless I've known you for 30 years. Then I'll take your check. But, you know, we've always got, we've all got, you know, if you've got cash, you got money orders, or you have, most specifically, a credit card for PayPal, you know, and then you pay for your product, your shipping, and I ship out the day that you tell me that you need your product. That's what will come to you, and that's what I'm doing all this week. You can also go to my page and watch my videos that are also on YouTube. Remember to type in on YouTube, Sweet Melissa's Catering. You can find me there as well, and on each video at the very end is all of my information, including my email, which is kitchens.melissa@gmail.com. kitchens.melissa@gmail.com. So Sweet Melissa's Catering is very easy to find, and I will tell you some really good news. So far, I have, at this point, I have shipped to 30 out of the 50 states in the United States. So I'm up to 30. I have 20 more, and if we talk again, hopefully by this time next year, Christmas, maybe even before,
I'll be up all the states, all 50 states.
So please contact me. And thank you so much, Brian, for having me on. I just love being on. I can't wait till I'm on again. We'll have wonderful spring. We'll have wonderful spring recipes. We'll have Valentine's Day recipes. We'll have it all.
Yes, we will have you. We will have Melissa Kitchens back. You know that. You know that. So
that's right.
Thank you again for being on our show. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian. And everyone, please have happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a very happy 2014.
Wow. Well, we made it through our show today. It was a great show with Melissa Kitchens. And I just want to wish everybody a great day today and also a Merry Christmas. Come back to Flavor Living Radio for more adventures, more trends, and drive safe and eat well.
Restaurants and recipes with events.